Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Empty Promise podcast. My name is Chris, and tonight you join me and my best friend in the whole wild world, Mr. James D. Downey.
Hello!
On what is episode 97 of the podcast. We come to you in a completely new setting, a new format, nearly, this week because of, well, the way the world is at the minute, we have been away from your screens and your hearts and your ears for nearly 4 months now.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Good riddance. Good riddance, a lot of people are saying.
Yeah, but we are back. We are back.
We're back with a bang. We're back to annoy the hell out of you.
Yeah, we are. 100%. And until we can get together and sit around our coveted table again and discuss the Scientology of our set once more, we're going to have to just make do, and you will have to make do with what we have here this evening. It is Thursday, the 9th of July, 2020.
It's hard to believe, Chris.
We have effectively kicked one half of this year's ass out the door.
So what I love is that normally we're kicking the ass out of once, but this time 2020 has just kicked the ass out of us, man.
It really has. Like it's stupid. Like we last got together in like March, I think. Yeah, just right at the start of March. And just when we were starting to hit our stride with like weekly and good topics and, you know, the solid news, just nope. The universe was like, nope, not having it. Maybe that's why it all happened. Who knows?
To be fair, we could have probably set up the remote, this little setup, probably a bit earlier, but
we could have.
You know, it's not the same.
I just don't think
we can sit around the coveted table.
No, it's not. It's not the same. And I think what is it they say that a rest is as good as change, or change is good as break, or something like that? I don't know what the saying is.
A change is as good as a rest, or something like that.
Well, yeah. A rest is as good as a change. So
I have news for you. A rest is as good as a rest. Change is fine, but it's not the same as taking time off.
Well, rest assured that over the next couple of weeks, anyway, until we can get back together around the table, we will work hard to make sure that we have the best quality audio and video coming to you on a weekly basis that we can provide at this time, until obviously we can get back together and get our discussions flowing around the table the way that the teas and coffees used to flow
around the table.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's
just absolutely. Did you have a cup of tea? Did you have a cup of green tea before we started?
I did. I had, because we were kind of waiting, we had some technical difficulties before we started this one. And I had, that's awesome. Yeah. I had my tea. It's all gone now. So yeah. I am currently sipping water in this podcast because things are about to get wild.
Yeah. Things are going to heat up. We got to cool off.
But while you were fixing your technical difficulties, I decided that now was a good time to play the Switch. I haven't played it in 4 months, and I decided now was the appropriate time.
It's as good a time as any.
Anyway, the 9th of July, 2020, on this day in history, 2001, the Office mockumentary created by Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant, starring Ricky Gervais and Martin Freeman, premieres on BBC Two in the United Kingdom.
That's mad.
There you go.
That changed television.
That was the only, decent piece of on this day that there was this year for this day. And very little happens on the 9th. I think it's one of like our best friend's birthdays today, isn't it? Isn't it like Kevin's birthday today?
The 9th of July?
The 9th of July.
Happy birthday.
I think it is.
I know is that it's fucking 2nd of February.
I think he was the 9th. He's either the 9th or the 7th. But either way, happy birthday or belated birthday if you're keeping up with this. But I have two birthdays for this on this day as well. The O.J. Simpson today turned 73 years of age, and Tom Hanks turned 64.
That's mad.
I didn't think O.J. Simpson was that age.
Some age, but
I thought he was a good bit younger. I'm not gonna lie.
That all kicked off in the 80s, and he was retired even then?
Guess, yeah. That's actually a case that we should have covered a long time ago. I think that would be a good one. Yeah,
it's mad. Have you ever watched the O.J. Simpson
show? I have. Yeah, The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a really, really good series.
It's terrific. Yeah, yeah.
Highly recommend.
O.J. Simpson also released a book called "If I Did It," which I just love.
No, he did.
If I did it. OJ
Simpson. If I did it.
Hypothetically, I'm not saying I did, but if it were me, did it? This is what I would have done.
Surely something title like with the title I got made it to like the number one bestseller.
I don't know if I think there's some law in America where you're not allowed to make money off of, you know, you're not allowed to make money off the fact that you committed a crime.
No way.
So I don't think it was allowed to be published. Yeah, I think that's true. I remember reading about this because there was like serial killers back in the day. Not back in the day, but like back whenever like the whole serial killer fad was being like revealed, mm-hmm. that there were people who were like this. One of them was like really like savvy that way.
Right.
You're kind of stereotypical like Wall Street kind of psychopath.
Yeah.
It would do anything to make a buck. Yeah. He realized that he could write a book about his story and like market it and make a bunch of money, and he did. But
apart from like you know, like fictional writing, you never get like, you know, serial killer, my own words, you know, books like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, it would do a great deal of disrespect to the people and families who they murdered, but it would be interesting as hell to read. You know?
I mean, like, as a species, we're fucking obsessed with this stuff.
We really are. And it's only like, have we always been that way? Or it's definitely recent years, its popularity is completely blown up. Like, you know, with the likes
of- I think it's like everything else. It's like the more it's become available, the more people have realized that, oh, this is interesting. It's like,
yeah,
you know, true. You knew everybody's seen these things in like true crime television, which wasn't super popular.
It's not that appealing, that true crime TV, but some of the documentaries that they have nowadays are like fantastic. Have you watched that Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's part of my this week. We've seen a couple episodes of it.
Excellent. Well, we'll discuss that a bit later on then if you want. Before we jump into any news that we may have this week, Dee, I just want to say welcome to any old friends, listeners who have kept up with the podcast. Thank you very much for finding us again. If you are a new listener to the podcast, you are very much welcome. And we hope that this one finds you well. Remember, you can find the video version of all of our podcasts over at youtube.com/emptypromisepodcast. And if you wish to take us with you on the go or just listen to the podcast like a normal human being, you will find them any podcast hosting service. Just search for Empty Promise Podcast.
And you shit all over the people who like to watch podcasts. But
I don't like to watch podcasts. I prefer to listen to my podcasts.
Yeah. You miss something. You know, you miss a little bit of the context when you can't see it. But
I guess
it's so much more convenient.
It depends. Like if I want to discuss something in particular that like I have to show you, I think it's better. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously visual aids will be, yeah. But audio is fine. We do a great job of explaining things anyway. In grid.
It's like why are we doing this video version of this podcast? We're like, who the fuck watches this? We're very thankful that people do.
Yeah, I know.
So please continue to do so.
Right, help me up with some news that you got, Dee, from this week or whatever you want to discuss news wise.
From this week isn't necessarily how I approach this, Chris. The news that I have I gathered pre-COVID, so it's a little out of date.
News is news, you know. Yeah. No such thing as bad press.
the news we always have on this show on this podcast, it's not about time relevance. It's about just like fucking randomness and weirdness.
It is.
And I got two pieces of film news.
Perfect.
That meet this perfectly. Perfect. Number one, just Tom Cruise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Constantly finding new ways to try and kill himself, climbing fucking buildings, jumping off of helicopters, etc., etc. Tom Cruise plots movie to shoot in space with Elon Musk and SpaceX. So he's decided to slip the surly bonds of Earth and basically go to space to make a film. And they're saying that they're getting NASA on board, they're getting SpaceX on board to get him up to the space station to shoot a movie in space.
So the entire thing is going to be shot in space?
It's going to be the first narrative feature film, an action adventure, to be shot in outer space. And it's not a Mission Impossible.
Wow.
I just don't understand this man. He loves to push himself. He loves to push himself to do crazier stunts and all this stuff.
I was just
pushing himself right out of the atmosphere and just completely, if we all thought he was nuts before, but like he's now literally out of this world.
Yeah, he, we all know him as a guy who likes to do his own stunts, but this is something else.
This is a bit much.
Yeah, this is so I take it it's just all going to be shot in the space station.
Yeah, I think so. I guess there's probably going to be a lot of technicalities to work out, but I think they're going to pretty much put him up there in like a spaceship and
is it like a one-man show, or is there going to be other actors? Are they going to shoot their parts back on Earth? Is it like a Ryan Reynolds Buried-esque in space where Tom Cruise is running out of air in space?
Maybe, yeah.
Pretty
cool. An action adventure, though. I doubt that you can make an action adventure with just one person and a camera.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking Gravity,
yeah.
Except instead of CGI, it's real. Like it's literally he's falling from fucking space in like a little capsule.
He'd be crazy enough to attempt something like that, you know?
Yeah, he'd try it.
Wow. And of course Elon Musk has his toes wet in this.
Oh yeah. Elon Musk is just like, it's like he's got shares in like meme potential or something. Like any opportunity he sees to get like
just something crazy.
Yeah, you know, just get him in on board at the ground level and just fucking ride it as far as it'll go.
Yeah.
He's just right in there. It's
like, fucking nuts. Like have you ever listened to any of his podcasts when he was on Rogan?
Yeah, I listened to like the initial one he did.
Yeah.
Where he smoked weed and all that.
Yeah. Did you listen to the recent one there, like that happened like right at the start of COVID? No?
No.
No, it was another pretty fucking like what is this guy on type of podcast.
Yeah. He's getting weirder, man. I think he's kind of slipped past the point of like
being a human. Yeah.
He used to be like an eccentric billionaire. Now he's kind of a crazy billionaire.
Yeah, he's just mad now, isn't he? Like,
yeah, I think so.
Like almost like an evil genius, but he's not completely, he's not evil yet. Yeah. He's just a genius who's gone mad.
Yeah. He's in the early stages.
You know, he hasn't got like too much power just yet, but
once he gets those spaceships up.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. Tom Cruise is going to space to shoot a film. Excellent. What else have you got for me?
Just for the bounce of it. Well, Chris, keeping in the movie world, I've got the official statistics of the hardest working actor in Hollywood.
Oh, can I guess who this is?
You can.
So the hardest working being like they've shot the most, like they've put the most hours in, or?
Yeah, they've done the most projects, essentially.
Done the most projects. Like I'd like to, like initially my first reaction was like, it's got to be someone like The Rock. But I think it's like got to be someone like
another caveat to that is that producer, like they can be the producer of a project rather than just strictly an actor. But the top actor isn't, they're not getting through there. They don't get there by being producers. It's raw acting got them to the top.
And this is just raw. This is what we're talking about now. Yeah. This is just acting. So yeah. The hardest working actor, just actor in Hollywood. No, who?
Chris, you should have teed you up for it. It's Nick Cage. If in doubt, it's always Nick Cage.
You're joking.
Yeah. No, I'm deadly serious. He's done 20.
Is this like news that's just like been like created to like boost Nick Cage's like ego?
Well, I don't think so, because they have like a top five. It's not just Nick Cage. But he's done 27 features in the last 5 years, 27 movies, and those are all acting roles.
27 movies in 5 years, and I don't think I've seen a film in the last 5 years that had Nick Cage in it.
I know.
I swear to God.
Let me think. I got to call out some of these, see if you recognize these.
Okay.
The Runner, Pay the Ghost, Mandy, Looking Glass, 2-1-1, Teen Titans Go, To the Movies.
Teen Titans Go, I heard of that, okay.
Here's one you might have seen. I've seen this one. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
He's in that. Primal, Grand Isle, and other lower list. Yeah. One's not worthy making the list. Basically, Nick Cage is broke, Chris, and he's been. Yeah. This is 100% true. Like, he's broke. He's poor as anything, and has to go make his money by just hauling ass.
He's properly poor, like, yeah.
And he's like genuinely broke. He got in like tax trouble or something like that.
Silly boy.
Yeah. Well,
He was rumored to be shooting that movie about Five Nights at Freddy's, where he plays janitor. Now, I genuinely hope that comes true, because I'd pay to see that. But
well, yeah, there's updates on that as well. It was called Wally's Wonderland. It's now called Willy's Wonderland. So big changes there. Okay. I think it's due to be 2021, depending on delays. So not too far away for that.
That's good. I'll take that. I can wait to 2021 to see Nick Cage in a spicy film.
Number two on the list was Samuel L. Jackson, who appeared in 22 features, so he wasn't far off. But most of those being cameos as Nick Fury in the Marvel movies.
Marvel Universe. I would say, like, Samuel L. Jackson has got to be up there as like one of the actors who has done like the most films over the years, surely.
Probably is, yeah. He goes to work, like. He goes to work.
Like that. Even if it's just like a small cameo role, or, you know, like he's just there or thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's been in a lot, D.
He shows up every so often, you're like, ah, Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I think the last like major movie I watched that Samuel L. Jackson had like a key part was probably back in like 2008 or 2009, and it was called Lakeview Terrace.
I've seen that.
Where he plays the cop, but he's got like this gripe against his neighbors because they're an interracial couple.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Patrick Wilson is like the husband of the couple, and I forget who plays his black wife. I forget her name, but yeah, Samuel L. is like the star in it, and he's a crazy fucker in that movie. That was like the last I've seen of him. Oh, Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight. And
remember that
Django Unchained as well.
Oh shit, yeah. Okay.
He's in a couple of things.
Maybe I've seen a bit more.
The last one I seen him where he was like a proper like sort of starring role, funny enough, was Captain Marvel. He played Nick Fury.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you've seen that movie. It's actually insane. Like they de-aged him.
Yeah.
So like, you know, they went back to like the '80s or whatever.
Yeah.
But man, like he looks like great. It's so convincing. Like
they did a good
job. Think they just put a wig on him. They just dyed his hair, maybe put a little makeup to like kind of like hide the wrinkles or whatever. But he just looks like, man, I don't know. That man is like 30 years old. In my head, he's always 30 years old. No matter what.
Yeah. I mean, I'll always see him as I did in Pulp Fiction. That's always like what I think of him. Yeah. Samuel L. So, yeah. That's awesome. Well, I'm glad that Nick Cage is up there. Who's the third hardest working, you know?
I do. It's Brad Pitt.
Jesus.
But he gets in there because he's got like a bunch of producer credits. So he's like getting behind the scenes of the movies as well.
Okay, fair
so
enough.
It's not just like pure output as an actor.
Pure acting talent, D.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was actually in what movie did I watch? Oh, 12 Years of Slave. That's right. He was in it.
Oh yeah, he's very. I like him in that.
I like him in that too. Yeah. I watched a weird movie, D, last week called The Man Who Killed Hitler and then the Bigfoot.
That is a weird movie.
have you ever seen it? No.
Yeah, I have not.
It is exactly as what I just said, and surprisingly enough, for a movie with a title like that, it's pretty dull. it's not expected. But I mean, give it a watch, because it's like, it's kind of, I guess it's like quirky, because it's like nobody, you know, who's ever going to combine those two things? But it somehow works. And
that's almost worse than it being a bad movie, that it's just dull, you know?
Yeah.
If it was a bad movie, you'd almost be interested to see, oh, I wonder just how bad it is.
It was kind of just more like character development than it was like, well, for a movie that has like someone killing Hitler and then a Bigfoot, character development should kind of just take like a side role here, and we should be seeing some some pretty awesome set pieces, but no, it's just pretty dull.
There you go.
Yeah, it was pretty disappointing, I'm not gonna lie. So
but check it out.
yeah, go check it out. It was like one of those like late night like Netflix, like, oh, I'll just put this on and like probably fall asleep. But I ended up watching the whole thing. Disappointing. Well,
they must have done something right if it kept you watching.
I'm just in a poor routine, I think.
Fair.
But yeah, that's awesome. I have no news that is gonna, well, I just have no news.
You have no news?
No, I mean, I looked over some, I mean, I have one piece of news, but I don't know if you'd really count this as like, it's just shitty news. There's a football team in South Korea that are now being fined because, okay, so you know the way all football matches are playing. Did you see this?
I actually read this. I can't believe, I don't know how I managed to stumble upon the same piece of news.
You know what I'm going to say here.
I do.
So all football games are being played behind closed doors at the minute. And some teams have went to the, or some clubs have went to the bother of like putting like mannequins and stuff into the stands, like replicate crowd. Well, this South Korean team used sex dolls. It's just a bunch of female sex dolls all over the stadium that they've had to apologize profusely for using as the cheering home support in this game. Of course, they're all wearing PPE. They've got gloves on. They've got masks on. Yeah. So.
For that realism. They're all about realism.
Yeah, of course. I just thought that was a pretty stupid piece of news. By the way, all of this news, for anybody just listening to this podcast, all of this news, whatever we've talked about, I will be putting little like video clips or picture clips to the actual video version of this podcast. So if you're watching it on YouTube, you can at least see what we're talking about.
Lucky you on YouTube, getting to see everything. Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Get to see Nick Cage. Get to see some sex dolls.
Yeah, you might even see Tom Cruise in space. You know?
You might. In a couple of years, you might literally see him like just falling from fucking space.
Did you see during, because we haven't even discussed like the 4 months. Like we've been away 4 months, Dan, and we haven't even discussed like what we've been up to in 4 months. And naturally you'd think that's where we go with like our opening podcast back, but it's just, there's too much there, you know, too much time has eloped. And, but did you look for Elon Musk's, shuttle launch that time that it was happening? Apparently.
No.
No. Yeah,
I knew it was happening, and I was really, really excited about it. And I watched the launch live, but I didn't actually think to look outside to see if I could see it coming overhead.
I did.
That was really cool. I did you see it?
No.
Ah, yeah.
No. It thankfully though it was a beautiful evening. But and like my I think we were having a barbecue at the time, and we were just sitting out, and nope, nothing wasn't there.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, I mean,
all you would have seen is just like a star moving.
Just a dot, yeah.
Yeah, it's not very.
But no, I watched a replay of the live launch after just to satisfy my curiosity. But no, I don't know why that came to my head. I just wanted to ask you if you stargazed.
I think rocket launches, Chris, are one of the things in this world that really just like one of the most satisfying feelings is just watching a rocket take off. And I don't know why, I don't know what it is. I don't know what exactly it is that just quite ticks the right box, but it's the way it kind of slowly moves and like kind of just like, boom, 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 boom. And it's like, this just fucking raw force.
Yeah. I mean, you're propelling this like, I don't know how many ton. I'm going to say like 12 ton more.
I'd say way more, probably.
I'm not good when it comes to like measuring.
I'd say like a couple hundred tons.
What about?
We can look this shit up now, Chris.
We can look it up. Yeah, yeah. So, like,
when you see, give me your best estimate there.
Well, you've suddenly made me feel very stupid for saying like 10 ton. So I'm gonna say I'm gonna go up a bit and say like 25 ton.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking like a car is like a ton. A small car is like a ton. So 25 of those. That's a lot. Like, that's a lot of weight. And I'm thinking like astronauts and NASA and people who design rockets are probably thinking we have to make this as light as possible because we have to propel it up efficiently to speed. But then the fuel load alone is probably like massive.
It's very annoying. I'm getting a lot of pounds and stuff. I'm not getting any tons. Okay. Oh my goodness.
Well, I was way off, wasn't I? Because I imagine
yes.
the fuel load alone has got to be like enormous.
Yeah. So the Saturn V, the one that went to the moon.
Yeah.
It could launch payloads. So the thing that on the top that it could send up.
Yeah.
Was 45 tons.
Okay.
My God.
What was
Sorry. It could put 45 tons to the moon. So it could get you 45 tons from Earth to the moon. It could get you 120 tons just into the orbit above the Earth. So fuck me. I can't even imagine what the actual thing weighs, man.
What was that? The Saturn...
Saturn V. Saturn V.
Saturn V payload. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
6.5 million pounds.
I'm seeing that. Yeah, I'm seeing that.
Kilograms.
I put on
they're heavy fuckers, like. Well, that just makes me more in awe of it. But I think for me it's the slow lift off, Chris. Like I said, I watched a bunch of things on YouTube then of rockets taking off, and some of them were like really fast, like kind of like lighter ones, like they were like built for speed.
Yeah.
And they go straight up, and I was like, that doesn't do it for me at all. It's the like almost like barely moving part right at the very start. We're just like, holy shit, how the fuck is this thing?
That's like flying. That's like the thing that scares me the most, because obviously after seeing, like, you've seen Challenger obviously, and just the way that it explodes, and you're just thinking like it's not going to get up there. As you say, it's just moving so slowly. You're just waiting for that mass explosion. These rockets are absolutely busting their... Are these like boosters are busting their balls to get this rocket just off the ground? Like, they're sending this into orbit. Like, that's incredible when you think about it.
It's so insane. Like, yeah. Like 100 miles, well, 100 kilometers straight up.
Yeah.
Well, that's the distance from like me to you.
Straight.
Currently. Straight up in the sky. Against gravity. It's fucking bizarre.
So, see when they get into orbit and they get into space... Like, because obviously there's no gravity, or gravity's, you know, a hell of a lot lighter, or whatever way it works. I'm wording it poorly, but like, does that mean that the whole rocket is like practically weighs nothing?
Yeah. What happens is when they go up. I actually watched Elon Musk explain this to me in a YouTube video, so I know what I'm talking about. when it goes up, it actually tilts like to one side, and then it accelerates like, I think at like 18,000 meters per second, it accelerates like a parallel to the Earth. So it's actually, what's actually happening is it's just going around the Earth. So if you can imagine, it's constantly falling, but because it's moving so fast, it falls around the curvature of the Earth.
Wow. And
that's what makes it like weightless, because it's constantly in free fall. It's like if the International Space Station, if it slows down, or something causes it to slow down, it'll start falling back to Earth, because gravity is basically still there.
Holy shit.
It's mad. Like, you have to be moving at fucking crazy speeds just to stay up there.
Wow. You see, this kind of stuff, when I think about it, it just hurts my head, so I don't think about it too often. But when I do...
Oh, yeah.
My God.
There you go. This podcast is all about Reddit crazy ideas, and we're talking about literally rocket science at this point.
Rocket science, yeah. I know. But yeah, now that you've said that, I think just before we get into our main topic, I just want to say once again, thank you to everybody for finding this podcast. We hope it has found you well. To returning subscribers of the channel and those who listen to us on the weekly basis, thank you so much. Your support is so very welcome week after week. And we hope that it continues, and that we can continue to bring you just the best audiomanship we can.
The best.
Week after week. And we'll do our very best to get back together very soon and bring you the top caliber that you've come to expect from Empty Promise Podcast. Until then, thank you for sticking with us. It is greatly appreciated. And to anybody new listening to the podcast, we hope you find this well, that you are well, and you are keeping safe, because that is a big thing nowadays, D.
That's what we all say now.
What we all say.
Instead of saying goodbye, you say keep safe now.
Keep safe, yeah. But keep safe, stay in, and listen to this podcast. And if you have any comments, queries, you want to ask us any questions, or anything to be read out on the podcast, you can hit us up at our email address, D, which is
emptypromisepodcast@gmail.com.
Perfect. Or just drop a comment into the comment section on the YouTube video, obviously. Or I think that's it. I think that's the best
way. On Twitter. We're on Facebook. Yep. Go ahead and search us up there. We're not very active, but I'd say if somebody messages us, we'll get that notification.
Oh, we'll get the notification. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But it is time to break into the main topic this week. And as you can probably tell, anybody that's listening to this or watching this from the title, this week we have decided to plunge once again back into Reddit because, let's face it, it is an easy conversation starter for us, especially
when we're coming back. Low-hanging fruit, Chris, is what it is in terms of the topic.
That's exactly what it is. And this week we have jumped into the subreddit Crazy Ideas, some of the best and worst ideas, or just downright crazy ideas that have come from the minds of people around the world on the
anonymous people on the internet.
We're going to discuss some of them today. Just some of our favorite picks, I think. And
you know what, Chris? Do you know what I've just realized?
What's that now?
All our little segue into rockets and stuff isn't actually a segue at all, because is that not a crazy idea to send a man or a thing into space on a fucking basically a massive bomb that you light the bottom of and hope to God doesn't blow up?
Yeah, it's very true.
Basically, it's a pretty crazy idea.
It's like putting a an ant or a group of ants, like a team of ants, say, onto a firework and lighting it.
Well, we know what you were up to on the 4th of July, don't we?
Except it doesn't explode. It just keeps going. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it just, it just keeps going.
Because they got work to do up there, Dee. The ants got work to do up there, you know? They got stations up there they got to get to.
Tell you what, if you wanted to say that we could colonize like Mars or the moon, that's what you send. You send some ants because they'll find a way.
They will find a way, yeah.
They'll find a way. Those are tenacious little fuckers.
There's... Yeah, no, doesn't matter. That's really... No, yeah. Yeah. Let's jump into this topic, Dee. actually, the perfect segue. Do you mind if I start? Because I have a perfect crazy idea here.
Yeah, please. Okay, please.
So here's a crazy idea number one. NASA should sell Mars rocks on eBay for just a few bucks, but charge $10 billion shipping.
Yeah, they should actually.
Yeah, there you go.
Because, yeah, that's all they're worth. I'm paying money for rocks.
Okay, so let's say
they don't take a couple of years to get.
They charge like $10 billion shipping, but you know, you get the idea. They could just sell rocks.
Yeah, but Chris, like, you think about it. How much is it going to cost to get a fucking rock back from Mars? Like, it's going to be
true. Right?
Do you know what? Actually, I tell you something. I tell you who would do that. Who would do that without a fucking second thought? It's Elon Musk.
Of course he would.
He would do that.
Of course he would. Yeah, it'd be like it's like the Irish whenever like we start selling like moss, you know, to the Americans and to the Japanese there's the Japanese who just love seaweed and they cannot get enough of authentic Irish seaweed.
I'll tell you what, at least seaweed, like the seaweed has quite a few practical applications, particularly in somewhere like Japan, which like is quite like consumes a lot of seafood, right?
Yeah.
And like, you know, Chris, right? Okay. Oh, here comes the segue, because we don't like staying on topic for too long on this podcast.
Yeah.
Apparently, right, growing seaweed is like it's a growing sector in like the European economy, because it's kind of like, it's, you think about like a protein, like generic proteins and like foodstuffs for animals, like feed cattle and stuff like that there.
Yeah.
Like it's perfect. It's got like good. It's got good minerals. It's got good vitamins. What, it's got good.
Just that you should say that, Dee. One of my main protein sources at the minute, still being plant based, is called spirulina, which is actually an algae that grows on it. It basically, it's a pound for pound or gram for gram, it's the most protein dense nutrient in the world. But it's actually an algae that just grows in rocks like seaweed. You can get it all over like the coasts around like anywhere basically. But there you go.
There you go. Yeah. So essentially what's going to happen is going to be all the farmers who are like stuck in the middle like of Ireland on like these flat plains are going to have to migrate out to the coast and start growing seaweed and algae.
I mean, you could probably grow it inland. Could landlocked, nah. Landlocked seaweed. There you go.
We need the salt water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we could pump it in.
There's a crazy idea for you.
Yeah.
What's Ireland's first algae farm? Probably not, wouldn't be the first, to be fair.
No. There's a bison farm in Ireland.
Bison?
Yeah, like buffalo.
Good for us. Is that where Hunky Dory's gets their favorite?
I don't even know where Hunky Dory's comes from. It's a good crisp, though.
It is bison flavored.
Do you want to hit me up with one of your crazy ideas you found, or do you want me to?
Yeah. I'll give you one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one. They should shut down the conspiracy subreddit and give no explanation and see what madness ensues.
Total chaos, D. Total fucking chaos.
I would love to see that.
Yeah.
I would love someone to be so dedicated to the troll that they would literally like bring it down and just be like, conspiracy subreddit?
Yeah.
There never was
a conspiracy subreddit.
That's a good idea. You should go make that.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. That's a fantastic one. Yeah, I like that. What about a pizza place where you order your pizza a year in advance, then you order and forget about it, and a year later you get an unexpected free pizza show up at your door?
That's nice. I like that.
That is nice. That's wholesome.
That is good. That's wholesome, but it's like idea. You know, you're still paying for it. You're still doing it, but it's like you're giving like, do you know what it is? You know what you're doing. You're buying a present for your future self.
That is, yeah, yeah. Like, you have to have immense trust that the organization is going to stay. I mean, let's be real. The price of a pizza, it's probably anybody who can afford to pay for pizza, it's probably not going to cripple you, you know, taking this gamble. But, you know.
Anybody who can afford to pay for pizza. All those fucking rich fuckers out there buying their pizza. But
they also have to hold up
I'm over here eating my flour. My flour and water paste. They're eating pizza with toppings too. Not just with cheese and tomato crust. They got toppings on there. Fuck me. Fucking 1%.
They got to hold up their end of the deal though as well and deliver to me, you know, a year. But the good thing is you can put in a lot of back orders, you know, just like, do you take payment for it right there, or do you have to wait the year? How does it work? These are the questions, D.
This is why the subreddit's called Crazy Ideas, Chris, because no one's thinking it through.
Well, I like it. I like that one. I like any crazy ideas revolving around food.
And food. Yeah, jinx. Here's one that's not such a crazy idea, the not so crazy idea subreddit. Siri and Alexa should only work if you say please and thank you. Encouraging good manners in our younger generations.
That's just a really good idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Crazy idea. It's a great idea.
Like I've seen countless videos on the internet of people absolutely just like abusing the shit out of Siri and Alexa. Like, and it's like all you have to do is like to say please before like it to become activated would be perfect.
Exactly. Yeah.
You've got that
with you for the rest of your life then.
Yeah.
Because manners cost nothing.
That's a great idea.
The flip side of that is that it's almost like the rise of the machines are, it's like they're grooming us. It's like they're,
They're kind of in control of us.
Yeah.
In that sense. Like, yeah.
Say please.
Yeah.
Sherry, Alexa.
Well, what about putting an addictive drug in toothpaste so that you have to take care of your teeth?
I could see it being abused.
Yeah.
Got any more of that Colgate?
Oh my God. Why? Where you went exactly with that? Like the way you said that, it was on the tip of my tongue to say that exact thing. You got any more of the Colgate, man?
And it was Colgate too.
Yeah, of course it is. The first toothpaste I think of. You know, I don't want any of that Aquafresh, man. That stuff kills you.
It's fresh though, Chris.
No.
It's fresh to death.
No. I think that's a good idea. I mean, people would take care of their teeth. There's nothing worse than people who don't take care of their teeth. Well, there is worse things, but...
Suddenly got the urge to, go over my teeth with my tongue. I'm just like,
Yeah. First world problems, I guess, but, you know. Still,
I recently got a bunch of these little like floss sticks. You ever see them?
Oh, they're unbelievable, D. They're unbelievable.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I just.
It's a game changer. That.
Yeah. You know what? Speaking of like putting an addictive drug into your toothpaste, I'm semi addicted to these fuckers because every meal, even a cup of tea, I'll just like be like, oh, you know what? I need a little bit of freshness in my mouth.
Yeah.
And it starts awesome.
You don't realize the good work that they actually achieve.
Oh, no, they're good.
Yeah. I didn't realize just how much stuff built up in between my teeth. Until I started using these products.
Yeah. I could get regular floss. But I just like the one where it's like
it's a lot of work though with regular floss. I like having just the little harp, like the little pick, and you just dick, away we go. Yeah. Job done. Yeah. Yeah.
I started done on the fly, on the go, on the street. No, don't do that.
Right. Here's a pretty sinister one, but I think it's just a funny idea. What about kidnapping someone, knock them out, drive them to an Olympic sized swimming pool, drain the pool, fill it with 2% milk, then put the person into scuba gear, toss them in, pull a tarp over the pool so that they can't surface, and then let them wake up floating in an almost endless sea of white, wondering where they are or what it is.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That is dark.
Like, who would think of that? Like, you'd just be floating in a white pool, not knowing where you are.
Props to whoever came up with it. Like, you would be extremely confused. But Jesus Christ, much work. Yeah. Why? You know, here's my. I'm fine with the whole concept of let's fill a pool up with milk and dump somebody into it. Why 2%?
I think 2% is it's not. It's like it's got like that watery texture. So it's like, it's just like white water basically. Whereas like if you were to fill that bad boy with like whole milk,
pretty
thick. Pretty thick stuff. Yeah.
That's the problem.
This is milk. Maybe it's a smell or something. Maybe you smell like the creamy goodness of whole milk. Whereas 2%, you ain't got to smell 2%. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Fuck, I want a glass of milk now.
Neither do I. I don't drink milk, so I don't know.
You want almond milk, Chris?
You got to squeeze all the almonds, though, D. I can't milk my almonds.
Here's the one, right? That's what we kind of explored in our recent chat. Mm-hmm. Don't want to spoil what it is exactly, but recent chat that we have on the channel, you go check it out, and this will all make sense. We have a TV show that is split. Sorry, we have one TV show that is split into two shows. They are at the exact same time, but they show each show's a different perspective. One of the bad guy and one of the good guy, but each show portrays the respective character as the good guy. And we see each week how they intertwine. But the problem is they air at the same time, Chris, so you got to pick which one you're going to watch.
Ooh, I like that. So
it's interesting, right?
So you basically just watch, you could watch like a 10-part series, but I could watch like part one as character one and then part two as character two.
Yeah.
And then part...
You have 20 episodes in your 10-part series, one from each perspective.
Wow. But and I don't know as such who the baddie is because they're both being portrayed as good.
Exactly.
That's a bit fucking...
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch it, but I like the idea that someone would make it.
Yeah, I like that as well. Yeah. I hope someone makes this, D. A smart microwave that has a barcode scanner. Scan the box, put the food in, press start, and the microwave knows its wattage and how to cook the food perfectly.
That's a good idea. That is a good idea. That'll happen, I think.
That's a fantastic idea. That's an unbelievable idea. Barcode scanning is so simple nowadays. You scan it, there's the item. You know, maybe it's like a shepherd's pie or something. You just beep, put it in cottage pie, family cottage pie. Yeah, there you go.
I'll be putting my tinfoil hat on for a second, right? Here you go. Your microwave will know exactly what you're eating. And whoever makes the microwave will know exactly. So let me think. The type of person who make a microwave, like, it's probably Samsung, right? So they know exactly what you eat, how often, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And they start pushing you, man. They start pushing the pot noodles on you.
I mean, microwaves, like, would you use a microwave often?
Yeah. Fairly often, yeah.
Yeah.
I used the microwave today, cooked my beans in it.
Yeah, you see, it's simple for things like that, you see. But, like, would you, how regularly would you prepare, like a full meal in your microwave?
That's a fair point, actually.
You know?
This is an idea I've had before, Chris. I've wondered how much can you get away with cooking in the microwave? Because you can get away with a lot. Like,
yeah, you can cook. Why don't we just make that video?
I've always wanted to make that video.
Yeah, how much can we
cook?
Microwave.
You can cook a chicken in the microwave.
We'll start like five tiers. Different tiers, and we'll start real simple with what is something that must be microwaved to consume? Like microwave
pot noodle. No.
Popcorn. Microwavable popcorn.
Yeah.
Simple. And then we'll move our way up beans and noodles and then into a potato or something, like a baked potato. And then how much further could you microwave a frozen pizza to deliciousness?
To deliciousness, that's debatable, but you definitely could. You could definitely microwave it.
Yeah, I used to microwave pizzas when I was younger. You know, we small, you used to get microwavable pizzas.
Oh, yeah. I know the exact ones you're talking about. They came in a pack of five.
They're delicious. Yeah.
They were great. And still, to this day, Chicago Town, them ones, I fuck them in the microwave.
Yeah, you can put them in the microwave, yeah.
They're tasty.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I'm thinking, let's go higher tier straight off the bat. I'm talking, let's get some...
Gammon steaks.
Like a steak. Let's throw a steak in the microwave and see how it cooks. Let's see what happens.
Let's see
what we can do as well. If we can make it taste better, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Not better than a regular steak, but better than just throwing a steak in the microwave. Let's see if we can make it taste actually good.
A leg of lamb or something as well. That'd be cool. That'd be awesome. Oh yeah, yeah. I cooked
chicken in the microwave once. Genuinely, I did this when I was in university. I put a raw chicken breast into one of them, you know, them little steam pots.
Yeah.
Just a pot, and you put.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
I cooked the whole way through. Yeah.
I mean, do you ever use any other function on your microwave apart from selecting the time and just watching or whir? Do you ever use defrost or anything like that?
I've used defrost. I used defrost the other day actually to defrost some bread.
I've used defrost on it once to defrost something, but there's so many different buttons, wattages, powers, options. There's a button. There used to be buttons on them that showed pictures of chips or pictures of fish.
Yeah.
Or pictures of something. It's what?
Oh, fuck that. The microwave back in the Darnay's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has you pick the meat that you have. So beef or chicken or fish. Yeah. And then you can turn the dial to select the weight of that item.
And it determines how long.
Yeah.
Now, you say the
never used that before. My
does life. It take into consideration how you want to cook, medium rare?
Just tell me how many units of fish is going in. It wasn't a very good microwave. It's a perfectly fine microwave if you use it like a normal human being and just turn the dial to 50 minutes and then just wait until you think it's done, you push the button and cancel it.
Yeah,
that's what everyone does.
That's what normal human beings do. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I think we could definitely trial that day and see just how creative a dish can we make using a standard microwave.
Yeah.
And do we could start with a bare basics microwave and work our way up to the deluxe range microwaves, you know, if there's any difference.
Do you think you could bake with a microwave? how far can we take
bread and cookies and buns and stuff?
Yeah, could I dump some pancake batter into a microwave in there?
No, I don't think so. I think you would just get pancakes.
Well, no, question. I don't think you've tried, so I don't think you do know. I think we need to find out.
Well, I mean, you need to think about the way that pancakes are being cooked on a pan, you know? They're being heated to the point from the outside in. Whereas a microwave cooks everything from the inside out.
Well, we can make it work. We can do something.
I mean, I'm genuinely curious now. I kinda want to go put batter into the microwave and see what'll happen. I think it would probably just explode. You know,
I don't think it'll explode.
Heat liquid. Have you ever heated beans for too long?
Pop, yeah. Boom. Go a bit mad.
Yeah. I like to try.
We'll put this to the test.
These home baked treats using just a microwave. Yeah, I like that.
It's like a easy bake oven, except it's a microwave.
I mean, if you can bake stuff using a light, surely a microwave. What about this, Dee? What about we genetically modify a large group of people and make each person allergic to a different type of seasoning? Then they each have a piece of KFC and we can figure out what 11 herbs and spices are used in the recipe.
I think we should do it.
It's a long,
I think we should put those lives at risk. I think we should do it. I think it's a worthy cause.
It's a long way to go to get the secret recipe, but you know?
Yeah. I've watched a few videos on YouTube of people who try to determine these recipes and recreate them and whatnot. Do you think you worked at KFC for a spell, didn't you? Do you have any insights for us, Chris?
It genuinely says on like the big bags of like flour seasoning that you get, flour, secret recipe seasoning.
Like, how can they do that? Like, how do we know, like, one of the secret recipes isn't...
I don't know how they're allowed to get, like, how, like, legislation, like, allows that to pass, or whatever, like, food standard, like, hygiene practices allow that to pass, because that's crazy, like, you know?
It's like asbestos. It's one of them.
Maybe they just have to include, may include, and then just a list of everything, just about the CFC. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, true. But then, yeah, so they could say, like...
No one would eat it. Like, may include wheat, rice, barley, fucking pepper, salt, celery, mustard, the whole fucking lot. You know, everything that people are allergic to nowadays.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. Either way, it's delicious seasoning. So,
I think the KFC Twitter account. Did you hear what they did? They like so. They only follow 11 people.
Right.
Is it five. No.
Oh, I
four
think
Spice Girls?
Yes.
Four, there are five Spice Girls and like six guys named Herb.
That's awesome. The Herbs and Spice.
Yeah, something like that.
That's fantastic, yeah.
I butchered that little piece of trivia for you, but
I enjoyed that, Dee. Thank you.
I got one.
Mm-hmm.
We should add bloopers to the end of horror movies to relax the viewer before they go to sleep.
Like, I honestly can't even tell you how much that would be a great thing. I get particularly scared at the end of horror movies, especially at night. Like, if I were to sit down and watch, like, I don't know, like The Conjuring 2 on my own, which is like up there as like one of the scarier movies that I've seen, I would love for there to be like, just show me a blooper reel of like someone just falling down the stairs or something. People falling, I just lose it. It doesn't matter who they are or what they're doing. See, when someone just falls over, I just start laughing.
They're so helpless.
That's it. You've lost me at that point. You know, just fall over. Like, people just walking down the street and they just fall.
They got a clip of, I forget how many years ago it was, but there was that really bad snow in like Ireland and England. There's that clip of this like guy in Dublin who just like falls right on his ass, but it was caught in like the RTE like news cameras, and like it's fucking, it got played on like national television. It's like, fuck me.
Like, it does it. Like, there's something about people just falling. It's hilarious. I know it hurts, and I know it's embarrassing. but my god,
is it maybe it's a shared thing? Is that we know that it hurts, and we're just so happy it's not
just,
us.
It's such an easy pleasure, you know. Just someone fall down, and that'll keep me going all day, you know.
Kids laugh at that. Like, you know, there must be something built into us that we know, like. We know from such a young age, like, this is
hilarious. Why. Like, I don't know. Like, we should be thinking the opposite. Like, that person could be hurt, but no. All I'm thinking about is that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, you can tell the difference between a comical fall and a serious fall, though, can't you?
Yeah, but see, even if it's a serious fall, like, I'm gonna laugh before I do anything.
Really?
It's just like a reaction built into me. It's like someone could genuinely fall, like. Properly take a tumble on the stairs, and the first thing I'm gonna do is laugh, and then be like, "Oh shit, this person could be hurt," you know. But like, I'm gonna laugh. It's just funny, you know, because the person should be upright. They're just not.
They're on their hole.
Yeah, exactly. Or their face, you know. What about
any of the classic positions?
What about Jeff Bezos should donate a portion of Amazon Fire profits to fight the Amazon fires?
It's brilliant. Yeah. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. He doesn't even need any more like marketing for that. This is perfect.
Yeah, it's Amazon Fire. Oh, what's it going to? Amazon Fire.
Exactly. There you go. It's not
Jeff
like
Jeff Bezos is so fucking stupidly rich.
It's fucking insane how rich that man is.
It's like compare him to Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at this and Elon Musk is like the same category as us if you break it down into like tenths. So like the top tenth of his wealth. Elon Musk falls in the same category as like me and you.
Yeah.
Like the poorest guy in the world. And Elon Musk is in the bottom 10th, and then it starts going up, and it's like that, and you get your Mark Zuckerberg, and maybe like the next step, and then halfway up is Bill Gates, and then there's just nothing. There's just a gap.
Yeah.
And then like five steps later, it's Jeff Bezos, and you're just like, holy fuck.
I read a fact once that like he could afford to give every single person in the world $1 billion, and he'd still be up there as like one of the richest people in the world.
He couldn't give $1 billion to everybody, could he? He's funny.
Yeah, it's something crazy they got. Hang on, yeah, it's something absolutely.
There's like 9 billion people. He doesn't have what's $1 billion? I read something like that as well, but it was more like he could buy everyone in America a house and he would still be the richest man in America.
I think he can afford to give something crazy. Like through his operation already, it was like one of those.
He's too rich.
$150 billion he has. So he has $150 billion, and there's 7 billion people on the planet.
Yeah, yeah. He could give $1 million to everybody. Yeah.
No, he couldn't give
$1 billion.
Yeah. He has 150 billion. If he gives 7 billion of that away, he has 143 billion left.
Yeah, but he's not giving 7 billion of it away. He's giving 7 billion of it away. He's giving $1 billion to every person. So he's giving $1 billion to 7 billion people. So he's given 7 billion times $1 billion. If that makes sense.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But if he give $1 million to every,
he could give everyone $1 million. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a rich guy. Yeah, right? Yeah. He's got a lot of money.
Yeah. Fuck.
We're not trying to bring math into this. I apologize, everybody.
Yeah, it's just like a stupidly funny, absurd amount of money that the man has, you know. But like, I mean, he worked for it, so you know, he created that, so. I'm not going to say he actually leaped for it,
yeah.
But like he came up with the idea, so you can't take that away from him, I guess.
Well, that's true, yeah. But yeah. Like, should he be able to, like, should he be able to have that much money, whatever?
No, the world is fucking apart. No one in the world should have that much money.
Why is so insane? Like, if he just gave like 10% of it away, think of how many problems he would solve.
90% of it away. And
I'm not saying he has to or that he should.
What does he do with it? You know, what does he do with that money? You know,
I don't know. I think a lot of that money isn't actually like, it's not, he would have to sell, like he would have to sell his stocks in Amazon to cash that in, you know, that's just what he's worth. But like, it's not like liquid. Like, it's not like he just dip into his pocket and go like, oh, there you go.
I like to think of it as actual cash he has in his
life. Yeah. Yeah. That's why they say Mark Zuckerberg has lost like billions upon billions because of like, whenever like Facebook goes with the scandal, but then it's like always a couple of months later, he's back up and
yeah
like he doesn't really lose that money because he hasn't, you
know, it's out. Crazy like, because like isn't it something stupid like 95% of the world's worth is like owned by like 5% of the people or something?
It's
like that,
like 1%.
It's like one,
yeah, it's the top, the 1%. It's stupidly rich.
Yeah, I mean,
anyway,
I still do the lotto, you know, if that's any good.
Oh, thank you so much for mentioning the lotto. Because that segues us perfectly into this next crazy idea, which is the reverse lottery.
Okay.
I love this one because it really fucks with your head. It's like, the entry fee to play this reverse lottery is $10,000. The vast majority of people will get their money back plus a little bit more. But one person who wins gets nothing. They lose their money. Now, do you play the reverse lottery?
So the reverse lottery is 10,000 to do it.
Yep.
But I could lose 10,000.
Yep.
But if I won.
So no, if you win, if you're the one lucky person, like, you know, the odds of winning the lottery are so small. If you're the one lucky person, you don't win, you lose your money. But everybody else who doesn't win gets their money back plus a little bit, like a small amount. Like a couple of pounds.
That's a great idea.
But if you play the lottery, would you play it? Would you play the lottery? That reverse lottery?
Yeah, because I never win the lotto as is, so I'm definitely not going to win the fucking the reverse lotto. It'd be my luck.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said to Laura. I was like, would you play that? She was like, no way, I don't want to lose 10 grand. And I was like, it's so funny how you're like, your head changes when it's like, if you play the lottery, you're like, I think, you know, maybe there's a chance that I'm just going to be the one who wins. But whenever you're...
Whenever you stand to lose the money, then you're like, yeah, no, absolutely not.
I wouldn't do that, no. I'll throw money away. It's like, well,
that's a great, I like the reverse lotto. I also like the lotto, and I just hope I win. But you know, if we win,
do you bet the lotto?
I'll splash out, and I'll get a new tripod for my webcam.
I like it, Chris.
I'll treat us so fine, you know.
Do you play the lottery?
Yeah, I do play the lottery. Yeah, I do. I play it. I've won like £8 in like the last like 4 weeks. So naturally, you can't cash that out. So you just gotta put it back into lotto tickets. So
you keep the system going. Yeah, invest in yourself.
Someday, D, maybe. Who knows? What about the Vatican City should have an untrained Olympic team that relies solely on prayers to win?
I mean, it would definitely test their most renowned quality.
Their faith?
You know? It would be like, Jamaica has a lot of fast runners. Vatican has like quite a few religious people. I'll go out on a limb and say it. I think it's got more than average religious people in the Vatican. Yeah. So it would put to task what they're claimed to be good at.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd find out.
Well,
I don't know how much God cares.
I have one more here just that you said about the Olympics. What about after Usain Bolt retires, which I think he has, actually. What about we just pump him full of drugs and see how fast we can get a human to go?
What about just the drug Olympics?
Yeah, look, I'm so glad you said that because I have said that before as well. I would love to see that. Just an untested Olympics where you're allowed to use whatever the hell you want. And we just literally see feats of human, like just how far humans are willing to push themselves.
Yeah, like
you know the
treat it like the Formula One, where it's like everyone knows what's being used, and they're all just trying to find different combinations of it and different tactics to utilize it to the max. And let's just see what human beings are capable of.
Drugged up or whatever little supplements
they're using.
I would love to see that. I would love to see that in like. Oh God, yeah, that'd be so much fun. Imagine seeing like a human being run like 100 meters in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's fucking something stupid.
Imagine how unbelievably quick they would look like. Oh my God, that'd be awesome.
Or it would look inhuman.
Imagine like marathon runners, like you could run like we've already got like the sub 2. Imagine like a sub 1 hour marathon. Jesus Christ. Yeah, it'd be insane. It'd be absolutely insane. It'd be a sprinter's pace for 26 miles.
Do you think, would you value the drug Olympics or the regular Olympics more?
I'd value the regular Olympics more, I think, because, I mean, look, don't get me wrong. It kind of comes down to this like age old thing where like everyone's like, oh, you're using steroids, so you have an unfair advantage. Like,
yeah.
Like, the unfair advantage is more.
But you wouldn't likely, in the drug Olympics. You wouldn't have an.
I mean, but the unfair advantage is more than likely like just like your recovery and shit, you know, and you know to an extent how hard you can work, but definitely your recovery, and you still have to put all that hard work in. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like you're still gonna have to put all that work in. But I still think that people who use like nothing whatsoever and put all that work in, I would value that more. But they should make like an untested Olympics like once every 10 years.
Yeah, that's just, yeah, like a special one.
Yeah, like a Mickey
Mouse. Special Olympics.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
No, you can't say that. You can't say that on camera.
What was I going to say? I agree. Like, I think there's something about that where it's just like, it doesn't matter. Everyone says like, everyone's drugged. Let's just let them use the drugs and see where they come up. But it's like, you still kind of value that like, that more human struggle, which is like, you don't have the advantage of technology and you don't have the advantage of...
So basically it'd be like going to Russia and watching sport.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than Russia coming to us and showing us owning us.
Have you got any more? I think I'll finish on that one because I have a few more, but they're not overly exciting. Have you got any more?
You know, I'm all tapped out.
Yeah, happy it is. I'm happy enough with those. I mean, there's a shitload of crazy ideas. If you haven't seen the subreddit yet, literally just type into Google Reddit crazy ideas. You'll find the subreddit. Some of them are gold. Some of them are absolutely brilliant. But obviously, we couldn't go through the whole lot. But we hope that the sample that we've provided you with tonight has spurred some thought in your own minds as to what could be achieved.
I think we've all got a crazy idea in our head that we're like, that could work.
Yeah.
Oh, like, it's not necessarily feasible, but that could work someday.
That's like 90% of the time, that's how I feel about this podcast. It could work.
This is a pretty crazy idea. Let's just like sit down and talk at each other for 2 hours and see what comes out.
Right, let's finish off this one, Dee, with what you've been getting up to over the last like 5 to 7 days.
The last 5 to 7 days.
It's a week, basically. What have you done in the last?
It's a roundabout way of saying my week. Chris, I haven't done a whole pile. I mean, like, I think that's probably the same boat as everybody, but we're all still in that kind of lockdown kind of mm-hmm. mode.
Mm-hmm.
We're still you can obviously do more now, but it's still difficult to do the things that we would normally do.
Yeah.
Paddy Murray visited me there on Tuesday. Yep. So it was nice to like see another
face. That's an old friend of mine and Dee's from school.
From way, way back. It was nice talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's basically been the same old, Chris. We've been, we watched a bit of that Netflix Unsolved Mysteries, which you mentioned earlier.
Yes. How's that?
It's okay. It's not as good as I was expecting, unfortunately.
Okay.
Once you know the mystery, it's difficult to stay invested.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean?
It's like individual episodes, yeah?
Yeah, individual episodes. The one we watched last night was, according to IMDb, the best one. And it was all in French. Like, they had, like, you know, interviewing people in French.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good. But again, like, you kind of could see where it was going, and it was kind of, like, drawn out getting there.
Yeah.
But pretty interesting stuff, but... You know, you're almost like 20 minutes could have covered that.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But watched a bit of that. That's been fine. Watched one episode of The Expanse, trying to get into that, trying to get caught up with that one, which is all set in space and stuff, but
mm-hmm.
didn't really go anywhere with that. Played a little bit of Borderlands 2.
Oh! Yeah,
randomly.
Probably like my favorite Borderlands.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
Played a bit of that. It's difficult to find things of interest to talk about, Chris.
I know.
I made a French toast on Sunday.
How was that?
It was lovely.
I do love me some French toast.
Went out and got the brioche bread, yeah. like the sweet bread.
Yeah.
And
what toppings?
Yeah, we got. We just had it was just like icing sugar and maple syrup, Perfect. Like dessert breakfast.
Yeah.
No, it was nice. We got some cinnamon. We got some like nutmeg into the batter. Brilliant. It was lovely. It was gorgeous. Yeah. I've never had French toast as nice as the stuff that we got in Florida in the whatever the name of that restaurant was or that hotel.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've talked about this like countless times to my family. It just tasted like cake.
Yeah, absolutely. It was so fluffy and light. It was gorgeous. Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've never had it as good as that. Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's good stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Would that be like the height of your culinary experience this week?
You know, I think it is. And
I haven't had too many great culinary experiences.
Well, wound up getting a Five Guys during the week as well.
Was it good?
But it was okay. The burger's pretty good. I was let down by the chips. Unfortunately, they weren't like crispy. They were really soggy. You know,
I don't think I've ever had bad chips out of that place.
More so recently, I think post COVID.
Yeah,
maybe they have access issues or something like that. But they've not been as good. But I'm holding out. Every time I go there, I'm holding out hope that the fries are back up to scratch.
Good, good. I'm trying to think. I don't think I have anything of interest this week. Like. It's just, it's hard, like, as you say, it's hard to find something, like, of major interest. I started playing my Switch again today. Started playing Captain Toad Treasure Tracker again.
Oh, awesome.
I am very, very close to purchasing F1 2020 because the season mode, the career mode looks unbelievable. And I'm a big fan of the Formula One games. Apart from that, I started The Last of Us 2 again for the all collectibles run, but I only made it as far as downtown area, the big open area, and I was just fatigued, I think. And I just gave up on it, so I haven't done it.
It's not a very forgiving game. Well, not that it's not forgiving, but there's not a lot of
not a lot of joy in the game.
Yeah, there's not a lot of joy in the game. Not enough of those lifting moments to kind of go like, oh yeah, yeah.
There's plenty of big moments, and I want to get towards them and see them again. But there's not a whole pile of joy that comes with that game. I've just been like just flying down rabbit holes and YouTube and stuff, and just like, oh, it's crazy some of the shit I've been watching. I got myself a renewed Amazon Prime because you had mentioned watching The Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Forgive me, but right as I was about to start watching it, I remembered that The Walking Dead was on Amazon Prime, and I wanted to go get caught up with The Walking Dead. So once I finish The Walking Dead season 10, I'll get straight on The Boys.
Season 10.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. I didn't start watching it.
I didn't think
I'd become just as invested as I did, but I just can't let it go. And it's not even great anymore, D. And I just want to see where it's going, you know, that kind of way.
I think that's almost like with a show like that, where it hasn't gotten bad yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's still lost what it was before. So
oh yeah.
You don't feel like you're valid. You don't feel validated and stop watching.
No. I also
because
don't
it's not
feel,
bad.
I don't also don't feel like any attachment to any character. Like any character could die at any moment and I'd just be like, oh, it's fine. You know, but at the minute my brothers are actually watching Lost and I'm in and out kind of watching it with them as well. So that's friggin' awesome. So I think I'll not dip in too much, but whenever they're finished, I'll probably start the season myself. If you're interested, we could kind of watch along together, and then we could discuss some of that.
Could bring that on pod or bring
yeah,
that into
yeah, yeah. Because Lost is just fucking awesome.
Lost is fucking awesome. Recently, actually, I was reading a little bit about what is his name? Oh gosh, Damon Lindelof.
Oh yes,
showrunner. I'm reading a bit about like his plans, like at like season 3 of Lost, like they had planned where they wanted the show to go, and I was reading into it again, and I was like, oh man,
yeah,
all of those ideas that they were talking about, I was like, I'd love to see that. I would just love to experience all of that again, because I've never really gotten my watch throughs of Lost. I've always gotten like season 1 done for sure, most of season 2, and then maybe season 3, and then I've stopped.
Season 3,
season 4 and 5 are like sort of that's prime picking for me to get back in there and just sort of experience all the things I've missed there.
Yeah, to me, season 3 is by far like the standout season of the show. I think it's just like some of the best. But yesterday we watched The Constant, which is by far like one of the best hours of television I think ever. And it just reminded me of why I fell in love with that show to begin with. Like it's so good, D. But that's it. Like I think I have a couple of like little projects and stuff that I'm kind of working on outside, like at home and stuff, but it's nothing of like major interest yet. I think maybe if anything were to become anything of these projects, I'd speak a bit more about them on pod, but at the minute we're just doing like, you know,
what are you building, Chris? What's going on down there?
I'm building an arc, D. I'm building an arc.
Noah, build me an ark.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. But no, that's pretty much it. Nothing of major interest yet. I think hopefully as the weeks kind of go on, and you know, we're all kind of just living, just not really knowing what way things are going to go. So it's like you can't plan anything, and you can't like.
You really can't.
It's fucking really hard, can't. You know. It is weird.
I think the most we'll get away with, you know, the most we'll get away with, we'll allow ourselves to plan ahead is kind of, I'll just take, if you're working, just time off from working, and that's it. You can't plan like I'm going to go somewhere.
No.
Or even that you're going to go to the park.
Yeah. I was right
like in a month.
Right now, I was due to be in Colorado this weekend for my race, but obviously I'm not.
It's all off. Like,
I'm here.
It's fucking mad.
You know, it's crazy. Like, it's absolutely
it really is.
Crazy. But yeah, 2020 has just been an absolute shit festy. So, and funny enough, I was listening back to like a couple of our podcasts today before we started. From right at the end of 2019, and we were like, we were just so hyped and so ready for another year. Oh well. But you know,
it just goes to show, like, people always say, you know, plan for the worst in your life.
Yeah.
You always have a backup, and you're kind of like, but nothing will ever happen. And then fucking this happens.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. But yeah, as the weeks go on, we should have a bit more to discuss, and hopefully between the two of us we'll have some video ideas as well. Some stuff to talk to you about. But yeah, we'll just continue to knock out these podcasts and find somewhat interesting topics to cover until we can get back around the table together, and then we'll start with the big heavy hitters again, I think.
That's it.
Yeah.
When we eventually get back.
Yeah.
In one room.
Do you have any closing thoughts before we shut down this podcast?
I think the only thing I have to say is, you know, stay safe.
Stacy, if it's a valuable.
It's all we got.
No, yeah, very. It's a great point. Please do. If anybody listen to the podcast, I know you've heard it time and time again, but please do stay safe. Continue to listen to us indoors and in safety. Well, if you have to go outdoors, obviously make sure that you're safe. But you can find this podcast and all of our previous podcasts over on any podcast hosting service, and that is where you will find us in the format to take with you. Anywhere you wish to be,
but not outside, because stay safe.
If you're indoors, you may want to watch the video version, and that's fine too. You'll find us over at youtube.com/EmptyPromisePodcast. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for tuning in this week, and we will hopefully see you all bright eyed and bushy tailed next week with yet another podcast. So we'll see you then. Goodbye and God bless.
Stay safe.
Bye. Do 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 do. How do I stop this?